second hand stuff. That's Handley Down World by the Guess Who. On KLO, it's 4:30.
WKLO.
Byron Rory, KLO News. The hijacker of that Pan American Airways 747 jumbo jet to Cuba was described as a bearded man who looked like Che Guevara, the Cuban revolutionary reportedly slain several years ago. The pilot said in Miami before the plane flew to San Juan, Puerto Rico, that the man carried a gun and a package he claimed contained an explosive. The plane, originally en route to San Juan from New York, carried 360 passengers and a crew of 19. Hurricane Celia continues its move toward the U.S. mainland. Hurricane warnings were issued today for the upper Texas coast. Gale warnings and a hurricane watch in effect elsewhere along the coast from Corpus Christi to Morgan City, Louisiana. The Red Cross in Washington says it started moving disaster specialists into the threatened area to help local chapters with preparations. Evacuations have already begun at some small coastal communities. The drug problem still growing.
The director of the U.S. Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs admits his agency has had little success in combating drug abuse. John Ingersoll says some 12 million persons, nearly all of them under the age of 30, use drugs illegally, and their number is growing. Ingersoll says part of the problem begins in the home, where pills are used to stop even minor aches and pains. And he says 90% of the drugs now being used were manufactured legally. But Ingersoll is optimistic about the future. He says the emphasis of federal anti-narcotics activity has been redirected from the user to head off the source of the drugs. The U.S. has been working on agreements with Mexico, Turkey, and France to stop the flow of narcotics into this country. Steve Coulter, Washington.
I like puppies. They lick me in the face and go running around crazy and run after you all over the place. Puppies are soft and fun. I wish I had a puppy of my very own. I'd love him very much.
Puppies are for children to love. That's why every convenient food mart is giving away a free puppy. If you're 12 years old or younger, you may win a puppy of your very own. Just register at any convenient or have your very favorite grown-up do it for you. A winner's name will be drawn at every convenient food mart on Labor Day. Convenient has other summer surprises and very special values just for kids, too. Watch for them. Why are convenient food marts doing this? Because convenient loves kids and puppies.
No purchase necessary. Visit Louisville's newest convenient food mart, now open at Lower Hunter's Trace and Cane Run Road.
Rod Laver has won the championship of the first annual $25,000 Louisville Tennis Classic. Laver tripped fellow Australian John Newcomb this afternoon, 6-3 and 6-3. Later today, Laver teamed up with Roy Emerson to cop a 7-5, 6-3 victory over Ken Rosewall and Fred Stolle in the doubles semifinals. A three-year ordeal for British engineer George Watt has ended. Watt is now in Hong Kong after spending nearly 3 years in communist Chinese jails on spy charges. Chinese authorities said a few days ago that he was being released early because of good behavior. Watt's wife was asked what her husband sounded like after 3 years in captivity.
Very, very tired and a little bemused. I think that it was an awful lot for him to take in all at once. You know, he reacted exactly as I thought he would. So therefore, I'm ever so happy that he is so well, and he'll be home as soon as he possibly can get home, and he thinks Wednesday.
The Nichols Hospital site, the scene of a theft overnight. U.S. Army guns were stolen. Missing are three M16 rifles and 8.45 caliber automatic pistols. Thieves apparently broke into the building and pried padlocks off a cage. Vance Hartke says he'll try to stop shipment of 3,000 pounds of nerve gas from the Army depot near Lexington. The controversial shipment through southern states to the Atlantic Ocean is slated for August 10th. The gas is to be dumped into the ocean. Hartke says he'll ask the staff of the Subcommittee on Surface Transportation, which he heads, to change the decision on the shipment made by the Army. The Derbytown Datebook, an adult beginner's swimming class, will be offered by the Louisville Area Red Cross starting tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Portland Pool. Kentuckiana's talking about, is God a part of your life?
Well, I'm not sacro-religious, whereas I holy every meal, unless I say grace or anything, but when I feel that I need God, he's there.
Dale Anthony of Warren, Pennsylvania.
Kentuckiana weather, partly cloudy, less humid today and tonight, high in the upper 80s, low tonight 68. Chance of a few showers and thundershowers Monday and Monday night, high Monday in the low 90s.
Winds
east at 7.
Sky
partly cloudy.
Temperature
86. Byron Roerig, KLO News.
Right on.
Double SD. Yeah, what you think that means, man? Signed, sealed, delivered, Stevie Wonder, 437 on KLO.
Greg, is Diana still a baby?
Sure.
I'm not a baby. You sure are. I got a sealing mattress.
Only because Dad says you'll use it until you get married.